Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast. I'm Chris Bowden, your Blackhawks pre- and post-game host on WGN Radio. Flying solo this time, my usual partner, the Chelsea blogger and NHL.com Blackhawks game day correspondent, Scott King. He'll be back when we come back again in a couple of weeks. Scott's just back from a well-deserved vacation with the family. But as we all know, when you come back from vacation, you need to recover from vacation. So we're going to allow him to have that opportunity. But not much heavy lifting in this edition anyway, because while our live podcast from the convention a couple of weeks ago, that's continued to be made available here since, focused on a couple of newcomers in Robin Lehner and Ole Mata, along with the former Blackhawks Stu Grimson, we wanted to let you hear from a trio of the longest tenured Hawks, a trio that's synonymous with three-time Stanley Cup champions, and get some unfiltered thoughts from Jonathan Toews, Patrick Kane, and Brent Seabrook about a handful of topics that are new since we last had the chance to visit with them following a disappointing locker cleanout day after falling short of the playoffs for a second straight season. So let's begin with the captain, looking to at least repeat the career best statistical season in year 12, after there were warning signs about his level of play for a couple of seasons prior to that. So somehow, some way, the NHL Network over the weekend left Jonathan out of its preseason top 20 centers in all the NHL, despite that phenomenal 2018-19 campaign that, on top of his career accomplishments, the intangibles that the captain brings, the versatility, and really the importance to his team in every situation that comes up on the ice. Now, he may not be top 10 in the league anymore, but if the network wants to take a Sebastian Aho or Evgeny Kuznetsov or a Nicholas Backstrom, guys, among others who were on that list ahead of Jonathan, hey, be my guest. We'll take Toews. And his Blackhawks career began as the third overall pick of the 2006 draft in Vancouver, as we all know. So as the convention opened, you'll hear him here speak with reporters about this year's number three overall pick in Vancouver, his impressions of Kirby Dach, also about whether the offseason moves indicate a trust towards him and the rest of the so-called core from management that they believe even greater success lies ahead this season, plus his emotions and reaction to the Blues winning the Cup. But he begins here with his thoughts about this busy, roster-changing spring and summer that includes the return of two-time Cup-winning teammate Andrew Shaw.
It was half exciting, half kind of nerve-wracking, not knowing every day. It felt like around July 1st, even around the draft, two things were happening. So, you never really know what's going to happen or how things turn out. Obviously, it depends on what other teams are doing and what opportunities kind of present themselves, but you never like seeing teammates move on other teams, especially guys that you build relationships and friendships with. But looking at the guys that are coming in, hearing their reputation, their track record as teammates in their locker rooms, and just seeing what they bring as players, and all of a sudden you start to think about what they can bring to your team and where they fit in your roster. It's exciting to look at and think of all the possibilities right now. I mean, it kills me to throw compliments for Shazzy right away, but you have to. I mean, we all know what he meant to our team. And when we knew that he was not coming back a few years ago, we knew right away that the void and kind of the feeling that we're going to have without him in the locker room. So he's just such a competitor. The way he plays on the ice is in huge part to his personality. I think he's a high-energy guy that the fans love for good reason. He'll run through a brick wall for his teammates, and at the same time, he brings so much in the locker room. He's always stirring it up, and he's just a fun guy to be around. So he's one of those guys that, you know, you always talk about hockey being such a team game and team chemistry being such an important thing. He's one of those guys you love having on your team because he brings so much in those different aspects. So we're happy to have him back.
Have you caught up with Kirby Dach, and what was your impression of Kirby?
Yeah, a little bit. I think for me, just talking to him, the first impression you get is he's pretty mature socially for his age. He seems like a smart kid. You know, seeing him in the gym, he obviously knows how to prepare, how to get ready, how to take care of his body. But I think that's just a start. Obviously, there's some true talent there, and I think from everyone that watched him in the WHL playoffs this year, said he was dominating, playing through you know what he had to play through. Teams kind of matching up against him. For me, you know, I think he's one of those guys that probably could step in this year and definitely cause a stir in training camp. So I'm excited to see what he can do. I'm not trying to add any pressure on him, but I think he's, you know, I get that feeling he's got that mindset. He's going to come in and not move over, not get out of the way for anybody, and he's going to want to make our team right off the hop.
And all the talent that was added, that give you confidence that management and ownership still has the faith in this core, they can make another deep run in the playoffs?
For sure. At the end of the day, I think the guys, the core group guys that you're talking about, I think we all know and we're confident in ourselves that we keep building this team in the right direction. We add some grit, some character, some guys that can play different roles. We get that belief back, you know, especially with the way we finished the season last year. I'd say like the latter half of the season, with the way things are going with Jeremy and our new coaching staff, we're pretty confident that we're going to get off, you know, on the right foot this season. And obviously we've got to work really hard to do that. There's nothing given to you. But we feel good at, you know, considering where we're at right now. We get back to the playoffs, anything can happen. It comes down to belief, and it comes down to everything we do on a daily basis to try and build that that team chemistry and that belief that we have in the locker room. So I think that's really what it just comes down to, is having that good feeling when you're going into the playoffs, knowing that you get out of that first round. Yeah, there's no telling how far you can go these days.
Along those lines, was it difficult watching a division rival in the Stanley Cup?
For sure. You know, watching that Stanley Cup final, you know, it's rare that I would cheer for Boston, but didn't want to see St. Louis win. But I just had that feeling that they were just too good, and they weren't going to be denied. They were working so hard. Every single guy was on the same page, and they were just creating their bounces. So it was hard to see them losing in the end there.
It's a little bittersweet seeing them go on that run from January on, knowing you guys were almost on a similar path there.
Yeah, but I think at the same time, that definitely gives you hope. You know, people can write you off, but like I just said, at the end of the day, if you can build that feeling within the locker room that everyone knows what they're playing for, and they're kind of setting their own agenda aside, and they're playing for their team, playing for their teammates, and you know, the whole city jumps on the wagon and gets behind you, and all of a sudden, you know, you get that high of winning a game in the playoffs, and you keep riding it out. I think we can look at all those qualities that St. Louis had this year and say, well, why can't that be us? So I think for us, that's exciting to see, and it definitely gives us hope that we're not as far off from getting back to where we want to go as some people might think we are.
Is it fair to expect a combined 79 goals and 191 points from Jonathan and Patrick Kane again this season? Should a more reasonable expectation say be 60, 65 goals and 160 to 165 points? And if that's the case, can an improved defensive performance or some offensive balance to pick up that slack return this team to the postseason? After all, you know, who doesn't get greedy after big numbers like that and just take it for granted, make it automatic with both all-time greats who are now on the other side of age 30? They'll certainly tell you they can do that again, as they should, but what's the likelihood it will? How realistic is that? One thing that is certain, Patrick continues working out like an absolute maniac, experimenting, looking under every rock, behind every door, to try to remain among the league's elite. And so far, in his career, he has done exactly that. Here's Patrick at the convention. You'll hear him speak of his anxiousness to get the season going while still being alert not to skip important steps towards success in year two under Jeremy Colleton. Plus, his thoughts on Shaw, his thoughts on Doc, and what appears to be markedly better depth throughout the organization when it comes to players in the pipeline who could be the franchise's future stars. Here's Patrick.
Some of these guys that we picked up, whether it was, you know, Volquist last year in the draft or Doc this year, seems like these guys have pretty bright futures. So it's fun to watch them a little bit at the development camp. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they do in training camp. You know, I thought Volquist really handled himself well last year. I thought he was a guy that, you know, maybe could have made the team and really helped us out. So as a forward, play with a guy like that who's, you know, a great puck mover, obviously likes to be in the play, jump in the play, be on the offensive side, I think would be a fun player to play with. So, but there's a lot of great prospects and a lot of good opportunity for these young guys to come in and kind of prove their worth and maybe steal a spot.
He's coming back, Andrew Shaw.
Yeah.
What does that mean to this team, the gritty player that he is, when you fight?
Oh, it's exciting. You know, he's a really fun kid to be around, great for the locker room. We were actually having dinner in Chicago a couple days before and just kind of talking about certain things. And I remember him saying to me if he got traded, the one place he'd want to come back to is Chicago. So fortunate it worked out and happy to have him back because he is such a great kid and brings a lot on the ice as well. You know, he's a guy, you look at his year last year, you know, he scored 50 points, almost 20 goals. So his game's getting better and better too, and probably better than we last seen him here in Chicago. So I'm sure he's looking for a bigger role. He'll definitely be able to help us out, and I'm happy to have him on our side again.
What'd you think of Zach just watching a little bit in development camp?
I think he looks good. I think he's one of those guys that looks like, you know, he can skate well for a big guy, but he can also control the puck really well too. Long reach. So you can see the comparisons when, you know, they talk about him maybe being like a Getzlaff type of player. So, but it seems like he can skate really well too, and looks like he has kind of like a build, big athletic build to him. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, kind of looking forward to seeing what those guys can do in camp and kind of let it play out the way it is. But it seems like he has a bright future either way.
Yeah, you guys had the three cups of obviously in 6 years, but it's a few years removed now. How anxious, I guess is the right word, to A, get back into the playoff hunt and ultimately to get back to the top of the mountain?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's been a long summer. I think all of us are looking forward to getting back to training camp and kind of getting this thing going again. You know, we want to be in the playoffs, but it's not like because we have a better team, all of a sudden you're guaranteed a spot. You know, we have to go about the progressions. We have to go through training camp. We have to go through preseason. You know, we have to get over to Europe and have a good start to the season over there. So, you know, obviously you don't want to look too far ahead. You just kind of want to enjoy the moment you're in right now, and that's obviously training and getting ready for camp and getting yourself as ready as possible. So that's where we're at, but kind of like the way the direction the team's heading, and it seems like with a lot of the players we have this year, there'll probably be some more defined roles as to kind of your role on the team, and I think that'll be good for us.
How beneficial do you look at for Jeremy to have his camp, to have those weeks and those days to be able to prepare you guys and give you your new roles?
Yeah, I think, well, I mean, he's super smart guy. Really liked playing for him last year. And kind of when we got over that hump of, you know, that transition period of Joel and him changing spots, I think it was great for us. It was, you know, he's really a bright guy. And I think the thing he brings to the table is he's smart, but he brings like a simple approach and kind of lets you play off your instincts a little bit. So I think he's going to be a good coach for a long time.
Cannot wait to see what Kane and Taves do this year. And if they come close to the numbers of last season, how they do it and with whom they do it. You know, the last three-time Cup winner that we hear from is another all-time great Blackhawk. And another who's hoping adjustments in his off-season training and routine will benefit him. Perhaps not to the degree that Taves realized a year ago, but in a way where the Hawks can get more out of Brent Seabrook than they did the last couple of seasons and lock him into situations where they can trust and lean on him. Now, let's remember, for all the years that the Hawks were winning and contending for Cups, the concern was whether they had enough players that were hard for opponents to play against physically. Now, Brent was one of those few. He supplied that. So, as this roster has now been tweaked, and yes, smaller D-men like Adam Boqvist and Ian Mitchell are likely slam dunks on this team a year from now. But you look at what they have right now, and every blue liner, all eight that they list on the Blackhawks.com website, are between 6 foot and 6 foot four. They have traded for some hitting, for some physicality, shot blocking types like Olimata and Calvin DeHaan to add to the likes of Connor Murphy and Seabrook himself. Now it's about whether the Hawks training staff can improve Brent's quickness so he doesn't have to rely solely upon his knowledge and his ability to read. So as you listen to Brent here, he's really excited and confident about the strides he's made personally and the benefits of a second offseason with the Hawks' Paul Goodman. He also reflects on the Blues playoff run, what he saw watching the playoffs along with his young son, how he feels about the way people react to his contract, which runs for 5 more years. And he starts out here with his enthusiasm to get going after watching how the roster was remolded over the last few months.
Looking at last season, we obviously gave up way too much defensively, and we got to be better as far as the defensive group, and everybody on the ice has got to be better defensively to try and keep the games close and give us an opportunity to win. I think, as long as I've been here, we've never had a problem with scoring goals. So, scoring goals is going to come, and I think we just need to shore up the back end, and obviously with the additions we made, that's definitely going to help. But I think the guys that were here last year, we got to be that much better at playing defense and keeping the puck out of our net.
And Shaw is back. Did you enjoy the quiet while it lasted?
No. He's one of the great guys in the game. He's one of those guys that always brings energy, whether it's on the ice or off the ice. And you need those guys around to spark things. And the season gets long. The season gets dragged out. You're in some dark cities, snow and weather and all that kind of stuff. And then, a guy like Shaw, he really brings that energy, that fire. Those tough days, long trips, things like that, he seems to always be able to bring his energy and bring that emotion and makes the team better.
What would the rivalry with the Blues be like now? Can it turn up a notch with them being the champs?
Yeah, I mean, wow, they had a great run last year. What they were able to do from Christmas time to the end of the season, winning the Stanley Cup, I think it was pretty impressive to see them do that. It seems like they've been knocking on the door for a lot of years, nice to see them break through and win the Stanley Cup. I don't know if it's going to bump the rivalry up. I think the ball's sort of in our court to bump that rivalry up again and take that up a notch. But who knows? We get in the playoffs and war will break out and it'll be fun again. Who knows?
Well, speaking of the playoffs, did the playoffs surprise you last year? I mean, all the early upsets, did it just show that in this league, if you get in, anything might happen?
I think it shows that, watching the playoffs, I watched quite a bit of the games. My son loves watching the games, so we would have the games on all the time. And it seemed like the teams that maybe necessarily didn't have the good regular season, they were maybe built more for the playoffs. They were able to break through and succeed. It was...
I don't know. It was just sort of, it was fun to watch, but it was really, really weird to watch too at the same time. I mean, I don't know if there's been a playoffs like that where I think if San Jose had lost, wasn't it all eight bottom seeds were going on? And that was like, I mean, that was really different. So, you know, I don't know. I think it speaks to the parity in the league. I think, you know, you can have a bad week and lose. I think you look at Tampa Bay and they got swept. Well, you know, we were first in the West 3 years ago and we got swept by Nashville. So it's you know, anything can happen, and that's the great thing about playoffs.
When you look at everything that happened last year, the coaching change, losing streaks, PK was last, still only 6 points out of a playoff spot. Is that itself reason for you optimistic next year? Knowing that?
Yeah, well, I think that speaks to like what we just talked about with the playoffs. I think, you know, like the league was, like St. Louis was it us, St. Louis and L.A. were fighting for last place in the league, and we missed the playoffs by 6 points. They make it by, you know, I don't know, 6 or 10 point cushion. They end up winning the Stanley Cup, but I don't know if you'll ever see a year like that again where you can have teams that were last place at Christmas make the playoffs or be right there knocking on the door. I think, you know, it was just sort of a different year. And I think, like I said, it speaks to the parity in the league where, you know, when we were, you know, 5-6 years ago when we were flying, we had some easy nights. You know, you'd be able to go into a building and if you scored a goal in the first period, it was going to be 6-1. And you don't see that anymore. You don't see those kind of games where it's just, I guess you don't feel that way. You don't feel like we're going to have an easy game here. I don't know how teams felt about us this year, but you know, you just didn't feel like there was going to be an easy game the last 2 or 3 years.
I heard a story about Paul Gooden earlier this summer. He mentioned that he looked at you as a guy who's going to take a big lead. He said that first year is about learning terminology as much as anything, and now that you know what he's doing, how far have you progressed this summer, do you think, under him?
I feel great this summer. I feel like I'm ready to go right now. I feel good. I think last summer was good. I felt good coming into camp, but you know, losing my trainer and then going with Paulie, I had a trainer for 18 years, and you know, I knew exactly what he wanted, and when we would talk, I knew exactly what to get out of it. So, you know, going into this year, this off season, obviously, I knew a lot more. Obviously, I didn't have an 18-year relationship with Paulie like I did the other guy, but yeah, it seemed more natural. The workouts have been easier to comprehend, I guess you'd say, and get what Paulie wants out of it. So, yeah, no, I'm definitely feeling better.
I don't know how personally you take some of the stuff that's out there. There was a story just last week that said you had the worst contract in the NHL. Do you? If someone was accomplished what you've accomplished in your career, done what you've done, how do you take something like that?
I mean, it doesn't bother me. People are going to write what they want to write, and you know, I've never been one to read media articles and get pissed off or get too high or whatever. You know, I'm focused on myself. I've got a month and a half, 2 months left until training camp, and I'm focused on being the best Brent Seabrook that I can be, and I'm coming to camp to make the team. That's what my job is.
How good do you feel about the changes?
I'm pumped. Yeah, I'm pumped. I'm super pumped. I think all the guys are. I think when you look at it, we're I think Stan and the management team and scouts and what, I don't know who is all involved in all this stuff, but you know, it seems like we've identified some things that maybe we need to get better at. Showing up the back end, being better defensively, I think, is a big thing. I think, you know, that goes in time with killing penalties, being a little bit tougher, harder to play against, I think, is a big one, too. And I think, you know, bringing in a guy like Smith and Shazi and, you know, some of the guys in the back end, I think he addressed that, too. So, you know, I don't really know what's going to happen, but I'm looking forward to training camp. I've played against some of these players for a long time, and it seems like we got a good group, and we're looking forward to it.
Second week of September. That's when we all start to begin learning answers to all these questions that we have and so many others. Now, since the convention ended, the Hawks made a somewhat expected move by announcing that they're keeping Chris Kunitz within the organization after his retirement as a player. He can really do nothing but help as what they are calling a player development advisor. probably roving between the big club and Rockford on and off the ice as a quasi-assistant coach, lending his broad knowledge as an undrafted four-time Stanley Cup winner to all these players. We'll dive a little bit more into that when Scott and I bring you one more planned podcast before the start of camp, because on that one we'll let you hear from two of the Hawks' assistant coaches, newcomer Mark Crawford and goaltending coach Jimmy Wade. It's the only opportunity we get all year long to hear from the assistant coaches on the record. That's at the convention. Both of them had some interesting stuff to say, so we'll keep you posted when that's posted. Via Twitter, I'm at @BowdenTweets. Scott's at Scott King Media. Of course, the easiest way to stay on top of that is to subscribe on iTunes, so you'll have it as soon as it's released, and where you can also leave a review. So we encourage you to do that if you haven't already. Also, keep an eye out for Scott's work as the Chelsea blogger on WGNRadio.com and on the Blackhawks Crazy Facebook page at facebook.com/BlackhawksCrazy. Until then, our thanks to Joe Romano for his usual editing wizardry. And to all you loyal crazies for listening once more here. The off-season winding down. Hockey's coming to you soon, and we'll be back again soon. Talk to you then.